You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. K through 12 public school students and parents are navigating some uncertain territory these days, with schools still closed all around our state. Now, depending upon the district that you live in, your school might be doing better, might be doing worse when it comes to teaching students online. However, there is a return to an older technology for teaching students. TV. Idaho Public Television launched a new initiative today. It is called Classroom Idaho, Learn at Home. And our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, talked with IPTV General Manager Ron Pizzaneschi and Teacher Ambassador Carrie Wardell to learn more about that.
Ron, I'd like to start with you. When I first heard of this, I thought, well, of course, this makes perfect sense. Idaho Public Television is free and reaches to nearly every corner of Idaho.
Of course, that's correct, George. We are Idaho's only statewide media, and the sort of genesis for this project. We of course are very well known for our children's programming, especially designed for the really youngest group. You know, primarily those ages, preschool through second, third grade. And we've already been, for the last several weeks, created a block of programming designed for the sort of middle and high school age kids that are at home. Programs like Nova and American Experience, things that'll be familiar to people who watch us primetime. But are really perfect for that age group. The sort of area where it seems like people were lacking in terms of content was in the third through sixth grade area. We also learned that there's tens of thousands of students and families who really don't have broadband internet at home or don't have devices to be able to do internet learning. And, you know, so that really gave us the initiative or the impetus, I should say, to really say, what can we do to help meet that need? And Carrie came up with this wonderful idea of going to teachers, asking them to do their part by recording lessons just as if they were doing it for their classrooms. Wow. Except using Zoom or some other technology to get that those videos to us, and then we would package them and broadcast them.
Wow. So Carrie, paint us a word picture. Teachers are the stars, yes?
Yes, they are. And I'll tell you, George, these teachers have just risen to the occasion that we have given them. This is not just teachers standing in front of a digital whiteboard. They are bringing in, you know, they're doing real life experiments. They're bringing in videos of dogs catching treats. It's amazing. The things that they're doing are amazing. We wanted to figure out how we reach that demographic of kids that I know teachers are concerned about. Previously, I taught elementary as well, so I'm an elementary teacher, and that was my first thought when school shut down is, what about those kids who don't have access to internet, which, especially in some of our rural towns in Idaho, is, you know, can be half of your class, and how do you reach those students? And so I threw the idea out there to our production guy. I'm not a production person, I'm an educator, and I said, how hard do you think this would be? And he was like, well, I don't know. And then we partnered with some amazing people. And in just about a week, we had upwards of 24 teachers from all across the state of Idaho signed up for this project. We had the State Department of Education endorsing it and the state superintendent. And really a week from the day that you know, the folks at the station internally and some of our partners met, a week later, I got the first video lesson from one of the teachers. So they're passionate about this. They believe in this project. We know that, like you said, Idaho Public Television is the place that can reach these kids that these teachers can't reach. And so we're so proud and excited to be a part of something like this, where we can hopefully help to fill that gap for students who don't have the same access.
Ron, who are your partners with this?
We're partnering with Idaho Business for Education, and it was really interesting because we were talking about the idea of launching this partnership, and their executive director, Rod Grammer, called me up and said, Ron, I've been thinking about this idea because one of their projects is to try to get devices and Wi-Fi to parents at home in those homes that don't have those. So then we also needed the partnership, of course, of the State Department of Education. They're the ones who have the relationships with all the superintendents and the individual principals. And they also were very helpful in helping us identify some of these master teachers, some of whom Carrie already knew and was working with, but there were a number of others. And it also gave us the opportunity to have teachers from all over Idaho participating.
Ron, can you speak for a moment about this unique moment in our history when my sense is more people are watching public television and listening to public radio than ever before, and the public broadcast model is being tested unlike any other time in our history?
Absolutely. You know, Idaho public television and public media in general, started out in the education world. We were there, started at universities and school districts around the state. And this kind of direct learning to households is something that's just been part of our DNA from the very beginning. And it's really interesting that we've come full circle and are now doing it even more than ever before, of course, with new technology and a new way of reaching folks. This is a time when public media is really stepped up and we have heard throughout Idaho from our viewers and supporters how much they appreciate us at this time. And beyond, of course, the stuff we're doing in education, we're doing live call-in program with the, or I should say, a live program with the governor answering viewer questions each week. We're expanding our Idaho Reports coverage each Friday evening. We're doing daily coronavirus updates. And I know you in public radio are doing much of the same kind of thing. And it's the viewers and listeners really appreciate what we've been able to provide to them.
Carrie, Classroom Idaho sounds like a blast to see these teachers as engaged and as animated as you say. I actually can't wait to see this.
I think it's going to be great. Like I said, when you give teachers a task, boy, do they deliver. And they have far exceeded my expectations. In fact, I was before this interview watching the first lesson that came in, and I didn't want to end watching it. I wanted to find out what was going to happen with the dogs that she had put on that. So I'm going to go right back to that after this. So I hope that it is, teachers have this amazing way of doing that, of making things learning fun for kids. And so I hope that what parents know and what kids know is that this isn't just a teacher standing on your screen talking. They're going to be engaging your children and helping them learn what they need to know, what they're missing out on from, between now and the end of the school year.
She is Carrie Wardle, teacher ambassador. He is Ron Pisaneschi, general manager of Idaho Public Television. Stay safe, stay healthy. Best of luck with this. Can't wait to see it. And thank you.
Thank you, George. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Up next, we're going to be looking at how people are remaining sober during quarantine. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.